Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 15, Text Number 36, Translation. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada discusses the point that he makes throughout his books, how human society has to be guided by Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And there has been, and probably will continue in our society, Hare Krishna, editor, is always correcting for the benefit of all. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, speaks about Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. This is a theme which is continuing throughout his books and which continues to be discussed in our society. Different devotees have different ideas. Well, what does this mean actually? How are we supposed to implement this? I was just reading yesterday, one devotee was saying we have to divide our own society, ISKCON, according to Vanashram lines. On a broader perspective, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted our society to guide the world and for Vanashram society as much as possible to be re-established throughout the whole human society. Srila Prabhupada had expansive plans, just like we see here. Bali Maharaj had expansive plans how to conquer the universe, and he actually did it by force of arms, or as is more correctly stated here, by the blessings of the Brahmanas. He became able to conquer the heavenly planets because Indra lost the favor of the Brahmanas, of his own guru, due to insulting him, and because Bali Maharaj got the favor of his guru, who was his guru and Brahmana, although according to the most correct definition of the term guru, he was not actually qualified to be a guru, because a Vaishnava guru, Nasya, even though he was Mantra Tantra Visharada, he was Shukracharya was expert in mantras and tantras, Shatkarma Nipano. He was very expert in all kinds of karma kanda activities, but he was a Vaishnava, so he was not actually qualified to be a guru in the most correct sense of the term guru, because guru means one who leads us to Krishna. Guru means who knows the absolute truth, who is Brahmanishtha. He is fixed up in the absolute truth. So who is actually guru means devotee of Krishna. But nevertheless, because he was a Brahmana, although not in the topmost stage of being a Brahmana, he was powerful by following the Vedic ritualistic activities and keeping himself pure. Brahmana must always be pure. That's why the Brahmanas, they gave the idea of aspriṣyata, untouchability. Why? Because the Brahmana has to be pure, because he has to worship the Supreme Lord. So anyway, even the Karmakandya Brahmin, we see, like Shukracharya, he became powerful by following the Vedic processes. Powerful in what sense? Powerful for performing materialistic activities, for blessing his disciples that he could conquer over the heavenly planets and conquer over the demigods. Of course, he didn't become so powerful that he could liberate his disciples from birth and death. Therefore, ultimately, he was rejected by his disciple, by Bali Maharaj. He was rejected because he couldn't get the real point of life, which is to worship Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate Pumsa. The whole point of the Varnashram system is to worship Lord Vishnu. And without that, even if someone follows the rules and regulations of Varnashram life, then he doesn't make progress, but Rorome Pore Maji. Chari Varnashrame Jari Vishnu Nahe Vajje. Svakarma Karite She Rorome Pore Maji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the analysis that even if someone follows the rules and regulations of his own vana and ashram very nicely, but he doesn't worship Vishnu, then he falls into hell. So this was the situation. The Brahmana Shukracharya was very powerful. This point is to be noted. He was powerful for giving materialistic blessings. So this system, Prabhupada wanted to institute this within our society on the institutional level and within the broader society also. Prabhupada wanted our society to give an inspiration to the society at large of how life should be led. And generally all over the world still, people who are not contaminated by modern education, who are more simple in their approach to life, they tend to look up to Brahminically minded people, religious leaders. People all over the world, they have a tendency to look up to such people. I was hearing that one of our devotees, Loka Sakshi Prabhu, was saying that even in Brazil, even today, people have lost their faith in politicians and educationalists, but still, amazingly enough, they have faith in religious leaders, and they're consulting our devotees also. So that tendency is there to look up to religious leaders. Although in among more sophisticated people they have become skeptical. And that may be rightly so, because mostly all the religious leaders, they're also cheaters. Mostly all the religious practices or religious teachings which are going on all over the world, they're devoid of a proper understanding of God. Even those who purport to be theists, they are often their ideas of God are so much lacking in substance or actually devoid of proper knowledge of God that they more, even though they may claim to be theistic, they are actually atheistic. That we see that even in India, when people talk of Krishna bhakti, mostly they're all Mayavadis. And mostly people who are highly praised by others as being great devotees of Krishna, they're mostly all Mayavadis. If you hear what they have to say, ultimately you do bhakti and they'll tell stories of Krishna and very nice, and everyone says very nice. But ultimately, if they have any philosophy at all, which often they don't even have any fixed idea of philosophy, but ultimately you become one with Krishna, you become God, or you realize you are Krishna. So all over the world, those who are supposed to be spiritual leaders, they are lacking in substance of who is God and how to serve Him. And necessarily coupled with that, because there's no practical realization of God. Prabhupada wants you to find religion means practical realization of God. Bhakti parishana bhava. Bhakti means experience of God. Without that, Prabhupada was saying, what is the meaning to religion? What is the meaning to religion without an experience of God? So without that, then the natural result is that if there's no experience of God, if there's no higher taste, then fall down. Bhakti parishana bhava virakti ranyatra. One who has experience of God, he won't be attracted to the lower modes of material nature. He won't be attracted to that which is ungodly. But we see that without experience, without practical experience of God, simply people are posing as swamis and gurus and priests and mullahs, but they cannot control their lower tendencies. Therefore, people lose faith in them. Bhakti parishana bhava. So, Prabhupada wanted this Krishna conscious movement to lead the world, and surely it can lead the world. People are looking for leaders. And we have the process. It's very simple. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Prabhupada used to say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's so simple. Chanting, following the principles, taking prasadam, associating with devotees, chanting around. Very, very simple process. Sometimes we become very much sophisticated and we become interested in so many different ideas, and we have so many different vacillations of the mind. But actually the process is very simple, And anyone who follows this, chanting Hare Krishna, attending Mangalarti, going to class, all these different things, then they gradually become Krishna-eyed. Have you ever heard this example? Prabhupada said that if an iron rod is put into the fire, it becomes hot. Has anyone ever heard this example before? I hope we've all heard it hundreds and hundreds of times. Prabhupada used to give this example many times because it's such a good example, fitting example from the Upanishads actually, that if we simply remain in the fire, then we become warmer, 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 warmer until we take on the nature of the fire. So if we become absorbed in hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, serving Krishna, by following the simple process which has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada as the representative of all the previous acharyas, who all did the same thing in their own life. Acharya means who teaches by his own example. So Prabhupada gave us the same thing. And if we follow that, then we become warm, warm, warmer, warmer, and we become Krishna conscious. That's all, very simple. And then we can lead others. As Prabhupada mentioned in one purport, that anyone who follows this process, they chant 16 rounds and follow the regulated principles and lead his book, then they become qualified to become a spiritual master and lead the world. So it's a very simple process. And if we follow that, then gradually we're wondering how this one ashram system will be installed in society. But gradually it will all happen by the mercy of Krishna. That's how things work in Krishna consciousness. They don't work by making 5-year plans or 10-year plans, although we may do that also. But the active principle is the mercy of Krishna, which is received through the spiritual master, yasya deve parabhakti yata deve tatagara, tasyaite katitahiyata, prakashante mahatmanaha. Everything becomes revealed, how to do this, how to do that, what to do. To those who have implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, then all the imports of the Vedic knowledge become revealed, just like Srila Prabhupada. He went to America, and he saw the people, how are they living, what are they doing, and accordingly, he preached the message of Bhagavad Gita to them. But he preached the message of Bhagavad Gita. He saw the American people, what is their mentality, and then he preached the message of Bhagavad Gita. He didn't preach any other message. He took stock of what the situation was, and then he gave the same message, old wine in new bottles. The same message. Maybe little adjustment here and there, devotees going for Harinam, maybe wearing their shoes, and preaching in English language instead of using Sanskrit words, he may, some just like you may say, three modes of material nature, but same message. And that is powerful. The original message of Krishna consciousness, that is so powerful that Srila Prabhupada did that which was considered, it wasn't even considered impossible what Prabhupada did. It wasn't even considered at all, practically. No one was even thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. You understand this point? It wasn't even considered impossible. It was just not considered, that's all. Just like if I said that after class I'm going to fly off to Mars. Of course, someone who believes the scientists, they might think it's possible. But if I say I have a pigeon that's going to carry me to Mars, actually that's one way to go. If you actually want to go, you can take a pigeon. Prabhupada writes in one of his purports that one way for interplanetary travel is to get a ride with a pigeon. Kapota Vayu. We have Vayudut and the rishis, they have some method. They go by pigeon, they fly. Anyway, if I was saying I was going to fly off to Mars, you wouldn't have thought I would say such a stupid thing, because you don't think, no one thinks. They may think I'll take a train down to Churchgate, or I'll take a plane to London. But no one thinks I'll just jump up, do a high jump, Olympic high jump, and go to Mars. You don't think about it. So no one was thinking how to preach in the Western countries. Sometimes, occasionally, devotees might be reading their Chaitanya Bhagavat, and they would see Priti Vitaya Chaitata Nagaradi Gram Sabhatra Pachar Haibe Morana. This will be spread all over the world. That's interesting. Next verse. What's the next verse? No one was thinking practically. So Prabhupada, he had faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, always thinking about Krishna, chanting about him, Nandana Bhavamad Bhakta, always think of Krishna, become his devotee. And he was ordered by his spiritual master. So he went and he did it. So sometimes now, we are confused. Well, how will the Krishna consciousness spread? And we make various plans, as we should do, because Prabhupada said we should make plans of how to spread Krishna consciousness. But the ultimate and basic principle we should never forget is that ultimately things aren't going to happen by our endeavor or by our different wonderful schemes, but everything will happen by the mercy of Krishna. Prabhupada noted in one purport that this, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this Krishna conscious movement has spread all over the world in a very short time. When Prabhupada was writing this, Krishna conscious movement had been known in the Western world for less than 10 years. So it's spreading all over the world, and as he noted, it's spreading like wildfire. That means just like fire out of control. The wind is there, and it's here now and then, all of a sudden, it's spread everywhere. So in the same way, there was no Krishna conscious movement in the Western world, and then suddenly, it was all over the world. Or recently, in the Eastern European countries, we saw, there was just a spark of a movement which was being suppressed by the nasty governments. And then the suppression was taken away, and all of a sudden, boom, it was spread all over. Now we have so many devotees from Russia and Poland and Hungary and different. So what Prabhupada noted, that this is inconceivable by material logic. This is inconceivable. How an old man with 40 rupees can go to a country he's never been to in his life with no friends, and then in a few years he has a movement all over the world of people brought up in the Western countries who are chanting the names of Krishna and giving up all their sinful activities and dedicating themselves, shaving their heads with a shikha at the back. This looks strange. People, sometimes they laugh at us in the Western countries. People sometimes, not so much nowadays, but still, people may laugh, but the devotees, they don't care that people laugh at them because they're dressed like this, because Prabhupada told us to, and Prabhupada's the representative of God. Prabhupada knows God. He's given us bhakti pareshanu bhava. He's given us an experience of God. So we don't care what all these people think. All these people, they're foolish and misguided. They don't know what is the goal of life. They think you have to dress in a suit and have a tie and say yes sir, no sir, and go to work 9 to 5 and have a miserable life and take sleeping pills and then waking up pills and then kill yourself pills, and this is their whole life and their death. So why should we care? Prabhupada has given us something tangible, more than tangible. This is life. Without this life is zombie. Walking. You see people's eyes, there's no life because simply miserable, depression. So Prabhupada gave us something tangible. Therefore, all over the world, people are taking this up. Why? Not because they're offering, take a mantra and I'll make you God in 3 months. Or give me more money and I'll make you God in 3 weeks. Not offering anything cheating. Offering something tangible. Therefore people are taking it up. The mercy of Krishna is there. Therefore it's possible. That which even many pious Hindus in this country, we meet many pious people, but somehow or other they're unfortunate. They find it difficult, even though they're following different principles, they find it difficult to understand this philosophy. They may have a general respect for Krishna, but that respect is crippled by their bad upbringing of Mayavad. Even though they rise early in the morning, take bath, there are still people like this in India, believe it or not. Probably not in Bombay so much. People who rise early, take bath, and they do puja. It's a dying species, this World Wildlife Fund. They're so much interested in keeping different species alive. So the pious Indian, it's It's a going extinct species. Someone should try to keep it alive. This movement is meant for that. So anyway, there are still people like that who rise early, they chant some mantras, but this life of Krishna consciousness, they're not getting that. They're mixed up with Mayavad. So even though there are so many pious people in India, but even they couldn't imagine how this movement has spread so wonderfully all over the world. It's going on by the mercy of Krishna. So how will this Varnashram society be established? How will this Krishna conscious Prabhupada movement, Prabhupada many times used to say that this Krishna conscious movement will go down in history for having changed the course of the world. So we're wondering, maybe, I hope we're wondering, how this will happen. So how it will happen? By the mercy of Krishna. And how to get that mercy of Krishna? If we simply stick to the same principle formula that Prabhupada gave us, that follow these principles and preach. Chant Hare Krishna and preach. And people may not like it, doesn't matter. Go on, preach. They don't like your philosophy, don't change it. Then you're finished. If we think, well, people don't like certain things that Prabhupada used to say, but actually we shouldn't say this, we shouldn't say anything. Recently I heard one of our devotees saying, we shouldn't say anything controversial. So I was surprised where he got this idea from, because he didn't get it from Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada said so many things which were considered controversial. Practically everything he said was controversial, because everything he said went against the grain of materialistic society. If we want to be considered respectable and nice, like the Salvation Army or something, then we can compromise everything. But if we have to say what is in Shastra, what has to be said, Lalang Dushkriti Amrudha. If you're not a devotee of Krishna, Dushkriti Amrudha, these two favorite words, means rascal and fool. So anyone who's not a devotee of Krishna, he's a fool and a rascal. So we may not say to everyone directly as soon as we meet them that, my dear sir, you're a fool and a rascal. We can give them Prabhupada's book. That is better preaching. In most cases, that will be the best preaching. They can read Prabhupada's book and read how Prabhupada explains to them very clearly that, my dear sir, who are reading this book, if you're not Krishna conscious, you're a fool and a rascal. And change your life. And people who do read Prabhupada's books, they do change their lives. So this, we're seeing all over the world, there's tremendous scope. Many, many people are reading Prabhupada's books, they're interested in this philosophy, they'd like to know more. So the scope is there, just like there was an explosion of Krishna consciousness when Prabhupada came to the Western countries. And there was an explosion in Eastern Europe. So that can simply increase more and more if we stick to these principles and if we have firm faith in Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada has given it to us, then we will see how all these things come about, how Krishna consciousness spreads into the society more and more, and how Krishna consciousness sets the standard for society. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions, please? Any complaint? Complaints are more fun. Any demons there? Like to make some objections?